to hit you guys with something here on Labor Day weekend as we count down to the Shakespeare Radio Film Festival kickoff tomorrow morning. Don't forget, great creature feature features tonight, too. Justin's got a brand new, what is it, Killer Ants or something? Killer Spider. It's a Killer Spider for creature feature plus new CBS Radio Mysteries here on the Crusade Channel. As we count down, if you read Thomas Massey's Twitter, and he's at Thomas Massey, he's got a couple of graphs on there that he plotted himself with some data that he got from CDC and WHO, I think. If you listen to Massey yesterday, by the way, our chat room is open. It's got a moderate amount of traffic. It is a Friday. What is a holiday weekend? CrusadeChannel.com/chat. So what Congressman Massey, what are you two snickering about in there?
He's enjoying your show. You're cracking him up in here.
Oh. So what Massey revealed yesterday was that if you take all of the data that's available from all of the countries in the world and you plot them on a graph, something very strange happens. Would you like to know what it is? Ooh, Minotaur, please tell me, what is it? I want to know. All right, I'll tell you. They all match. The curves, the spikes in the valleys match. Now, wait a minute. You're going to yourself right now, Minotaur, please, why in Haiti does that matter? I don't get it. All right, well, let me explain to you. How is it possible that the cases, hospitalizations, death, no matter what you look at, that plotting it on a graph and then laying one on top of the other of all the countries where data is available, that, and there's some small, subtle variations in each, how is it that the trends, so if you're looking for a trend, how is it that the trends all match? And what can we glean from the fact that the trends across the world, no matter where it is, that the trends all seem to match? What would you, what one thing can we, several things we could take away from that, but what's the principal thing that we can take away from those trends matching? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. Our King Do Jeopardy question for the day is, looking at Representative Massey's graphs, what lesson can be learned by the fact that all the curves from all the countries throughout the world seem to be in sync? First up here today is young Addison. What can we learn from all of the graphs matching? He answered, ooh, I'm 10 years old. I don't know. That answer is incorrect. That's going to cost you a stack of pancakes tonight, young man. Now, what is the actual, the actual answer is this. Not every country did a lockdown. Not every country did a forced mask mandate. As a matter of fact, less than half of them did. Well, then how could the graphs? Maybe there's something else going on here. If the graphs all match principally and they're in sync, no matter what country it is, how can masks, gloves, social distancing, and house arrest have had anything to do with it? How? Well, the answer is nature is at work. And there is nothing in nature that nature can't handle. I know that may sound kind of redundant, but the bubonic plague ultimately plagued itself out. Even though there were plenty of people, there were plenty of hosts around that it could have infected and could have killed and eaten, that's what it did, it burned itself out. The yellow fever epidemics that wiped out 10% of the population in New Orleans in the 1870s and 80s burned itself out. The yellow fever epidemic again in 1917-18 burned itself out. The Hong Kong flu in 1958 burned itself out. The great flu pandemic or epidemic of 1968 burned itself out. Now, how does this happen? Because antibodies and immunities are built up. Herd immunities are a fact. So why is Trump running around trying, whatever. My Scott, Dr. Scott Atlas never said we have a herd immunity plan. That's just, well, why not? Whether you like it or not, you're going to get a herd immunity plan. It doesn't matter if you want it. I have big news now on the government front. So I'm in a message string on Signal. And I am told that there actually is a recall petition to recall Emperor John Napoleon Bell Bonaparte IV.
Yeah, Justin gave us a story, but it had no link to it to sign any kind of petition or what have you. That's why
I stopped there. Okay, so I got this from Miss Kathy from Dusonia. Recall JBE signatures will be taken in the parking lot of My Place Bar and Grill at 811 Foreman Drive, Lafayette, Louisiana, Saturday, September the 5th, that's tomorrow, 2020, starting at 9 a.m. Please have your ward precinct information with you. In other words, if you've got a voter ID card, bring it. voter ID? We're Democrats. What's that? Yeah, why? Hey, why do we have to have a voter ID to recall? You don't have to have voter ID. You don't have to have ID to vote, according to the Democrats. This is for Lafayette Parish, but if you are displaced because of any reason, please notify us before signing so you can sign the proper paperwork and we will forward it on to your parish representative. So apparently, 61 or 62 parishes here in Louisiana, each one will have their own place to sign petitions to impeach Emperor John Napoleon Bell Bonaparte IV. So that's it. So Rusty's in the chat room going, I'm signing. Hey, Rusty, why don't you be a Democrat and sign twice? Just go like, sign as what your real name is, your nickname is Rusty, or sign as Charles or whatever it is, and then go back again and go, no, we'll put a different hat on and go sign it again and give your next door neighbor's address. Then we have this. So you got 175 days, I believe, 180 days, 173 days remaining. So the petition's a week old. So you got 180 days to get enough signatures on the recall petition. I'm not sure how it works here in Louisiana. Does it go to the ballot, or if enough signatures are filed, does it go to the legislature? We've never had one.
I was going to mention, fun fact, there's only been one U.S. governor that's been successfully recalled, and that was 2003.
Pete Wilson.
Huh?
Pete Wilson.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Schwarzenegger. No, Schwarzenegger replaced Pete Wilson. You know, straight up the Terminator. If you want to get rid of the bad governor, if you want to get rid of corrupt politicians, that are in there for life, then you can elect me, Arnold, and I'll come in and drain the swamp. I'm not an economic girly man. So only one recall effort has ever worked, but I tell you, I've seen some miraculous, amazing things. Lisa Murkowski did not win the Republican primary in 2012 and refused to go softly into that good night. And there was a candidate on the ballot in Alaska, a member of the Alaska Independence Party. This guy was for Alaska seceding. I think his last name was Wilson. He lost. She won in a write-in. As a write-in, she won. So then I have this in today's pile of prep. It's official. at the fifth hole. Gretchen Dimwitmer will face a recall effort in Michigan. By the way, there's a recall effort to get rid of Gruesome Newsom in California, too. The Michigan Board of State Canvassers approved two recall petitions Wednesday seeking to drive Democrat Governor Gretchen Dimwitmer out of office over her coronavirus emergency order. She is the wicked witch of the UP there. The UP. She's the wicked witch of the UP there.